The final segment of this chapter is the reasons for the defeat of the Axis Pass. There were many reasons for the defeat of the Axis Pass. The German army was regarded as invincible, but this myth gradually came to an end. The basic weakness of the Axis Pass was shortage of raw materials. Both Italy and Japan had to import supplies, and Germany was short of rubber, cotton, and oil. To win the war, a constant supply of raw materials were urgently needed, and in this point, the Axis powers were very much handicapped. The Allied powers realized the importance of air support and aircraft carriers. With the superior air and naval power, they won all the battles of the Atlantic and the Pacific. The combined resources of America, Russia, and Britain were so great that it was impossible for the Axis powers to win. The Axis powers also made a number of tactical mistakes, which they could not afford. For example, Japan failed to realize the importance of aircraft carriers and concentrated more and more on battleships. Japan did not possess the reserves of men and material to meet the counterattack which she deliberately invited. On the other hand, the United States was in a position by December 1941 to produce new ships, guns, and trained men in unlimited number. Hitler, on the other hand, made a blunder by starting his winter campaign in Russia. As a result, the German army faced a terrible loss of manpower. In Normandy also, the German army had to face terrible losses. The retreat at Normandy thus led to disasters in other battlefields. And lastly, it was a war of ideas as well as of nations. The Nazis were motivated by their philosophy of master race, and so they looked upon themselves as men of superior type. Nazism stood for a totalitarian state in which there was no room for individual freedom of any kind. So it was a challenge to the democratic ways of life in Western Europe. Hence, the fight against Nazism amounted to a fight for freedom and civilization. In the Atlantic Charter of 1941, President Roosevelt summed up the war aims of the Allies as consisting of four freedoms: freedom from fear, freedom from want, freedom of worship, and the political freedom. Ideologically, the Allies stood in marked contrast to that of the Axis powers, and in this respect, mentally, the Axis powers lost the war. So the Second World War greatly modified the relative position of the European powers. The three Axis powers, Germany, Italy, and Japan, were completely destroyed and lost their position in European politics. Secondly, England now became a second great power in world politics. Thirdly, America's resources in men and material became a decisive factor for the victory of the Allied power in the Second World War. After the end of the war, America became the leader of the free world. And finally, the Soviet Union also proved her strength when the Russians resisted the advancing German troops. So this is the Second World War, its beginning and end, and the involvement and contribution of Germany, Italy, Japan, and America.